The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
The Chivago line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bank and Trust, Bronze Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit and washed in His blood, and what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission, and all is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps. So this is my story,
oh, yeah.
And this is my song, yeah. I'm praising my risen King and Lord all the day long, oh. I trust in God, I do, my Savior, the one who will never. Oh, we serve a faithful God. Hey. I sought the Lord and He heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him.
I sought the Lord.
Oh Lord.
And he heard and he answered.
I sought the Lord.
I sought the Lord.
And he heard and he answered me.
I sought the Lord.
Oh Lord.
And he heard.
Hey. That's why I trust him. In God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Sorry. So glad that you could join us here today. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do. Today is Wednesday. Please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Yeah, I produce a Wednesday. 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. It's Wednesday, April 1st. I hope nobody fool you today. No April Fool, and you all know April Fool has only go up to 12 noon, so don't try fool me today. This is already past. But it is April 1st. A number of things are happening today, but I want to say something, you know. So this is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. In the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, most people, notice that Shivago Lang did not say every person. most people hold to a Judeo-Christian view. I'm not arguing with anybody whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing today. For me, Chivago Lang, like most people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Judeo-Christian worldview, religion, faith is the one we embrace. And it is the reason why this season is called a sacred season of the Christian faith, observed as Easter. Easter, referring to the passion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of that Middle Eastern man whose unique birth to a virgin, according to the faith, was betrayed, turned in first to the Sanhedrin Council of the Jewish community, and then over to Pilate, representing the Roman Empire, and then turned over to crucifixion by death for something he did not do. For reasons given by the then religious leadership of the Jewish people, of violating their faith by equaling himself with God and, according to them, claiming to be king above even the king of the Jews. And they killed him. They thought they were killing a false prophet. They thought they were killing somebody who violated their faith. In point of fact, he was using them to yield his life, according to the Christian faith, as an atonement for the sins of the world. And 3 days later, according to prophecy and according to his own prophecy, he rose again from the dead by no other power than his own, because as the scripture says, he had life in himself. And no one could have taken his life and destroyed. He had to lay it down. And so he did. So over millennia, people who hold this faith believe in this particular season in commemorating those aspects, those profound aspects of their faith. If you are Jewish, if you are Muslim, if you are Buddhist, if you are nothing, you have no obligation to believe those things. Even the faith says you have no obligation to believe those things. It invites you to, but you don't have any obligation. So don't text my show. Don't call my show trying to put down what we in this community as a part of that faith believe. If you want a week for, and if you have a week for Muslim faith, the Buddhist faith, the Jewish faith, and you celebrate that and want to talk about that, I'm happy to do that with you also. But happy Easter. And what a season. And what a time for people of faith. You know that song I played? It says, I trust in God. Right? And it talks about Jesus in this way. Say, he's been my fourth man in the fire time after time. Let me explain something to you. I'm talking about Chivago Sean Lang now. If you want to join me in sharing your thoughts and testimony, you can do that. I'm talking about Chivago Sean Lang now. I was walking today and listening to that song. And when that opening line came, he has been my fourth man in the fire time after time. Let me tell you something. I could relate to that. Like I could relate to the rays of the sun bathing my face. Because if I examine my life, if I examine the things that have happened in my life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the blessings I've had, the things from which I've been spared, even the sufferings and challenges I've had, and what they have meant and done to my mentality, my spirituality, my socializing, as I look at myself, even as a continuous work in progress. See, maybe you are like this, but I know some people who are not like this. I'm built a little different. This is how I'm built. I never ignore the bad and the ugly parts of my life, but I also never ignore the good parts of my life. I take myself as a whole. And when I look at and examine the totality of my person, and the totality of my 58 years of experience, almost 59, on planet Earth, there is not a possible chance you could convince me that it has been an accident. You cannot convince me of that. And neither can you convince me that it isn't more aligned with the way the scripture, portrays the world. The Judeo-Christian Bible. And I ain't gonna argue with anybody too. If you think the Buddhist transcript, if you think the Muslim sacred book and scriptures, if you think the Greek mythology explains your life, then you go right ahead and testify that. I'm telling you that what I have observed over these 59, almost 59 years, more aligns with that Judeo-Christian Bible than anything else. And I have read others. I've studied. I have a grade in Buddhism. An A grade, the top grade of 40-some students in the class at the University of Western Ontario. So Easter time is a sacred time, a very solemn time for many, and a jubilant time for many people who believe in the Judeo-Christian faith. And in the Bahamas, that's a lot of people, that's most people, as a matter of fact. And that is not a testimony as to whether they are living the faith in its entirety, whether they are being good, whether they are not sinning and all that. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with what they believe to be true and to be so. It has to do with what they adopt as a religious or spiritual world view. And so this week, leading into Monday, Thursday, as we put it, Good Friday, and that Saturday that kind of gets stuck in the middle there, but not too many much emphasis. But I imagine that a crucified Christ, prior to his resurrection, according to scripture, doing some work in the deep parts of the earth with the souls that had been departed, and then Resurrection Sunday. And Easter Monday, just a holiday they give to y'all for what? I don't know. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Berlin, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Put more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We want pizza! We love Marcos!
Marcos has the best!
No sauce cheese! No sauce cheese! No sauce cheese! No sauce cheese! No sauce cheese!
Order Marcos now! We win on taste.
This is definitely the time for Bamsi to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of fly fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in Bamsi, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, April 1st. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text here that says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. When I examined my life, if it had not been for God in my life, I have no doubt that I would not be here or at the point that I am now. He is our Father, our source for all blessings. Well, there you go. I asked AI, which countries in the world most seriously observe Easter? What countries you think, AI told me? I ain't gonna wait too long because y'all can go search AI anyhow. So AI said Greece, Spain, Italy, Mexico and Brazil are among the countries that most seriously observe Easter, often centering the holiday around deep religious traditions, week-long processions, and significant family gatherings. I think AI should add the Bahamas to that. I think AI should add Good Friday is a holiday. Easter Monday is a holiday. If you go into Anglican and Catholic churches, et cetera, in particular, you see all kinds of ceremonies built around the Easter holiday, whether that's like what we do during the period of Lent or Ash Monday or Palm Sunday or these kinds of things. I think AI, them little prejudice, little bias. They don't look at small countries. They don't think of small countries in that way, you know, because we don't make them kind of big waves in that regard. But Bahamians are, I feel like it's a little less solemn, the Easter holiday, the Easter period, than as I recalled it growing up. And that might only be a memory issue. It seemed a lot more solemn, but we are still very serious about Easter, very serious about Easter. When I was younger, on Sunday, your parents used to deck you out in the girls used to get them full dressed. I mean, the full dress. The guys used to get a three-piece suit with that. I don't even know what you call that frill put on the middle. Oh, I could remember them. And you had to go to church. There wasn't any choice. You're going to church. And I remember going to Stations of the Cross because I partly grew up in the Anglican church. I loved Stations. Oh, man. It was just so surreal. Right? But I remember all those things. And they have to have an impact on you as a child insofar as the development of your faith is concerned. This text says, I have a question about the song you played. It states that I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. And the hook, that is why I trust him. This Easter time of reflection where Christians ultimately have to ask, do I trust him because of what he did or do I trust him because of who he is God? We must trust him because he is God, even if he does nothing for us. I don't agree with that at all, actually. I think that we trust him because of his word. First, right? And that's what the scripture says. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But what does God's word say? God's word is about what God has done for us. So you trust him. Why? Because he created you. Well, what is he doing something for you? He created you. You trust him because in that you have sinned, he forgives you, right? So you trust him as someone who forgives. Trust is always about what someone is doing for you. But where you get mixed up is you separate trust and the person. You separate doing and the person. But we do what we are. That someone gives you love is because they are love for you. That's what they do. That's what they're being, a lover for you. That somebody does something kind for you is because they are being kind. And so God does what God is. The Bible says God is love. And so for God so loved the world that he gave what is given. Given is the doing, his only begotten son. So I don't think that we need to be passing doing versus being. People do what they are. Evil people do evil things, right? Kind people do kind things. A good God does good things, and that's what it is. If somebody never does anything, if God never did anything on planet, they just was there. Trust too. You couldn't even hear from him. You couldn't even know about him because he would not have done anything. So I don't think that that's necessarily a thing that people need to get caught up in. This text says maybe AI is doing it based on 1 million or more populace. I don't know what it's doing, you know, and I'm just saying what it is. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I'm just saying what happened. So it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. Anyway, I just wanted to remind that, you know, this is a season that for the Judeo-Christian believer that we are in. And those people who have views different, like there are people who have a view that the Jesus of the Bible is not the Jesus of the Afrocentric construction. Hey, man, do you? He's the son of mankind. And that's how you want to do him? Carry right on. As far as history tells us, the Jesus of history was born in the Middle East. That's what history told us. I remember I was talking to an American one time, and he said to me that the Bahamas had a Confucius Institute at the University of the Bahamas, and he didn't understand why we would have an Eastern Institute versus a Western Institute since we are Christians. I said, well, did you not know that the Christianity originated in the Middle East, therefore the East? No, you didn't realize that. It's not a Western. It was not of Western origins. So Jesus, the Jesus of history, was a Jew born in the Middle East. And so whatever amounted to the ethnic, cultural set around that person was of a Jewish nature. That's the only history I can rely on, both in terms of the Bible and in terms of the archaeological and other things around that. So, but if you need to have Jesus constructed in another way and that works for you, you ain't getting around to me, bro. Not at all. All right, we're going to take another break, pay our respects to our marvelous sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. And then I'm going to shift up a little bit when we come back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. Walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love. Smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame grill flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new barbecue crispy king today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Create the perfect Easter basket at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store. We've got everything you need. Fun and exciting basket stuffers for kids and teens. And if you'd like, we'll even wrap it for you. While you're here, explore our beautiful spring fabrics perfect for Easter outfits and prom dresses. That's Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Call 393-0758 or 817-0758.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Every election that is near, we are told that there's going to be no campaigning during Lent, during that Easter period. As someone who has participated in four elections, participated as a candidate. Let me tell you something. When parties say that, all they mean is they're holding no rallies. And in that period, that the notion that they're not campaigning is absolutely nonsense. All kind of campaigning going on. Door-to-door campaigning, calling this one, that one, raising money campaigning, all kinds of campaigning going on. The campaign ads are on the radio and so on. So don't worry about that. I mean, what they mean is no rallies, no big rallies. So they, in deference to the Easter season, there won't be that kind of rallying going on. But all kind of campaign is going on. And so now, as the campaign takes place, you are hearing some more of the promises that parties are making, pledges that they are making. Before we get to that, so the Grand Bahama Port Authority in Freeport has taken exception to some posters and billboards being placed on the verges and what have you, contrary to their rules, which require that the political parties or individuals get approval to do so. Now, let me say this in fairness to the Grand Bahama Port Authority. they are very strict about that. They are very strict about putting up billboards, period. I mean, like, just forget election time. Just generally speaking, you go and put up billboards. As a matter of fact, I don't know that you can just do that in Nassau or anywhere else in the Bahamas either. I think you still have to get approval, but the Grand Bahama Port Authority is very strict about that. I mean, even for business, if you're trying to put up a little signage to say, you know what, I'm open, listen, man, you got to either get permission from them depending on where you put the signage, or you have to put the signage on your own property where they don't have no control over. Right? But they are very strict that way. Now, I ran as a member. I ran as a candidate in Marcos City. I don't know if maybe the party got a blanket permission for putting up billboards and stuff like that. I don't remember. But I didn't recall them making this kind of fuss over placement of those things then. I don't recall that. And I do regard it. I don't recall it in any other elections either. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but I don't recall it. But let me tell you all something. This is strange. This is different. I mean, for me, it feels different what the port is doing. That's almost like throwing out the gauntlet and saying, "Oh, we all want to be about the business of going by the rules. You know, the government want me to pay them what they say they owe me. You say IRCA is responsible for regulating the Grand Bahama Power Company and not us. Oh, so you want to do things by the rules, by the law? Oh, okay. Well, let me explain something to you, bro. Think about this for a minute, folks. Let me explain something to you. Well, if we're going to be lawful, if we're going to be rule-abiding entities, how about you not put a billboard on the verges I'm responsible for before you get permission? That's what that sounds like to me. And let me tell you something. In the politics of life, that ain't strange. I remember as a member of parliament, I went to put up a billboard talking about a park that was coming that I was getting ready to do. And this was maybe about a year or so prior to an election coming. The chief counsel of the area I was in was a PLP supporter. No question about that, right? No question about that. Man, they raised more keen, going to the port, get the port to intervene. I had to take the billboard down. I had to take the billboard down. I was the Minister of State for Finance at that time. It's a big, big deal. They make me take it down. For what? A sign saying I'm doing a park for the community. So it ain't just the port that's get caught up in this kind of little, you know, power play. Others do it too. But that's what it feels like to me. This is interesting to observe this. So my understanding is that having moved the billboards, I think the some protests or something was made and some appeal. I have like two thoughts about this. One is, of course, you have rules if you're the Port Authority. But I also have this thought, and the thought is, this elections are about democracy. And democracies are about public debate, trying to get the citizenry to be informed about, know, and participate. And so I would be a little less stringent in an election period about those things, unless there are public nuisances, safety issues attached to what somebody does. So I kind of think that this is kind of strange to me for the court. I can be honest with you. That's where I lean. I understand it, but I lean like in that direction of this is a democracy flourish, except where it is posing a danger or public nuisance. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Chivago, what's happening, man?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Good, man. Chivago, let me tell you something. You ever hear that old people used to say, tit for tat, mm-hmm. butter for fat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let's put it this way. I truly believe, and I you ain't the only one who feel the way you feel, brother. I have voted in Grand Bahama for years, and I never hear nothing like this before.
You ever hear this before in your life?
Never, brother. Never. And it ain't got to do with PLP, FNM, COI. I have never heard nothing. I really, truly believe this was like, like two children playing in the playground. You do that to me, boy, I can get you back later. I feel vindictive. I don't care whether it's POP or FNM. It doesn't sound right.
This text say, Lang, why are you saying that the board is being petty?
So, brother, you ain't the only one. I guarantee, see, now some people can't appreciate what we're talking about. Because they have no idea how the port operates and how things are in Freeport. They only hear what we tell them. But I have never heard but something like that.
This is brand new. And again, for me, in a democratic period of elections, I think that there should be some license permitted to allow the democracy to flourish. Unless you are being a nuisance or you are posing a public risk. But to be telling people take down, man, listen, please. All right, brother, thanks for calling. This text says, good day. Was it you who said, I'm paraphrasing, to have your leader on a billboard poster shows that the party's candidates are weak? You're very off. You're extremely off. What I did say is that when people feel like their leaders are strong and popular, then they put the leader's picture on to boost the candidate. So, but you would not have heard those words from me. So not only are you off, you are extremely off. Maybe you heard it from someone else. This text says, good day, Chivago. Just a friendly reminder. Oh, that's a different something. This text says, Port say, yeah, we petty laugh out loud and it's their right. Yeah, they definitely in their right to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm so glad that you could join us today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Today is April 1st. And today, the government's reduction of VAT to zero on unprepared foods begin. So when you go into the food store, you are not supposed to pay VAT on any unprepared foods, any. So you go pick up all your rice, your corned beef, your camelsupial vegetables in them, and they're not supposed to have any vat attached to it. And on an ordinary, right, it's supposed to lower the food bill for you. It's supposed to, whether it's $11 a month or $20 a month or $100 a month or $500 a month, it's supposed to lower your food bill. Problem, and this is sometimes the challenge of government efforts, is when the government effort is not purely a matter of the government, but relies and depends on other things, it can be convoluted, it can be diluted, it can be even undermined, right, by others. So here's what is true. So the Prime Minister was walking in some of the food stores yesterday. Well, he walked in a Butler's store, Franklin Butler's store. He did that. Okay? So here's what would have been more important to me. This is what would have been more important to me. For the Prime Minister, those, to have had some people walking around food stores taking prices of a sample of goods. I don't know if they did this, but nobody said so. We saw the Prime Minister walking around taking prices of a sample of goods from a number of stores. And then today is April 1st. And then go and look at the same sample of prices of those items. Even if you did a mystery shopper, go and do a mystery shop. Give somebody $100. Tell them go and purchase these items from these stores. That way you have a receipt. Eggs, this amount. And then go back to the same stores and purchase the same set of items and see what you see. Now, if I were there, I would have done that. I'm not there. I actually have a medical appointment in the morning. Thought it was this morning and went for it this morning. Right? But I would have done this. As a consumer, you should have done it yourself. Because today, if the price is different today, lower or higher, you really can't tell. How would you know? What would you be comparing it to? You'd have nothing to compare it to. The assumption is the price should be lower because the government doesn't have VAT on it. Well, why? It could not be lower because the item was exempted, not zero rated. And so maybe, the item should be different, but maybe your bill isn't different because on the other things, you know, you can pay a little more, right? But in any event, you should be able, if you've done it, you would have been able to compare the two. Now, the store might say, well, you know, those items we use were purchased earlier, and those items, the cost was at this. But these items that are now on the shelf, we just purchased those, and the cost is higher, and that's why there's no difference, or it's higher. They could say that, because that could be true. I mean, it's unlikely, but it could be true, right? But you have no comparison, because nobody's doing the difference. And so I think that what's going to happen, firstly, the difference that is going to be made in anybody's financial circumstance, significantly observable. It will not be. Unless you spend huge amounts of money on grocery, and you could go tally up and see, oh yeah, I saved $300, $400, $500, $100, etc. You're not gonna feel that as a major difference, especially if your financial circumstances are not good. But at least having an objective measure of the difference will be more convincing. But that is all going to be lost now, because we are more often as a society concerned about the rhetoric. We are more concerned about the impressions, concerned with the public relations. We are the actual data that verifies and confirms the difference. And that's what you may not be grateful, you may not be thankful, you may not be impressed when a government does something. objective evidence of its own policy outcome. It should. And it could say to you, well, I'm sorry this doesn't impress you. I'm sorry you wanted more. But at the very least, let me show you what has resulted. But that's going to be difficult now. I mean, I wouldn't even talk about when you get down the road. A month from now, 2 months from now, it's going to be worse. Of course, at that point, for some people, it may not matter because we're going to have had elections. Whoever wins, wins. And you got to be concerned about it or not concerned about it because the election will be over. Right? But we had the retailers now. Now, here again, this is stuff that bothers me, right? You're a retailer. You're a business person. Somebody sticks a mic in your face, ask you, oh, how did you talk with the government? We had good, productive talks, we think, and we this, and the next thing. It's April 1 now. Has your matter been resolved? You still feel okay about it? Of course you don't, because you're still arguing yesterday that you're still waiting for an outcome. What outcome? The government's outcome for you would have been to zero rate those items. The government has to zero rate those items by what? Law. What else is that? What else is there? Or is the government going to agree, going to do that? It could only do that by law. The Minister of Finance doesn't have any power outside of the law. Maybe there's some regulation that gives him power to give you some relief on some other end of the stick, etc. But these things, I mean, like it's sometimes I wonder if we forget what we live in, the society we live in. Right? But everything was okay. The Prime Minister said he spoke to the retailers and everything is good. They're happy. They weren't happy yesterday. Right? And this is why business people, to me, I understand business people's challenge, right? They don't want to cross no politicians. Frankly, I think that's ridiculous in a society that you don't feel like you could be frank and open and thing because you're scared they might do this, that, and the next thing you know, your money live different. Right? I think that's ridiculous. But I understand. But I also understand sometimes just getting caught up in the public relations of any government, FNM, or PLP, that ain't good either. Not in the public relations. You do your business. You don't get caught up in the public relations. look at the people at Grand Ukiah, Concord, Wilshire. They said 2 weeks late, two weeks. They would provide a schedule for the development of the Grand Ukiah. 2 weeks. Why? Look at when they provided that statement. Look at when. Now listen to them. The last I heard, the Deputy Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is saying, you got to talk to Concord. All along, we were hearing from the government. All along. Now, let's hear from Concord. They should never be involved with that stuff. If you're doing business in the Bahamas, do business in the Bahamas. Stay the beam in politics. If you want to provide, you know, people do their donations, et cetera. We don't have any campaign finance laws, so I can't get in that. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But don't get caught up in the public politics. That ain't help. Anyway, I do have a paid guest today. We have a couple more things we wanted to mention, and we will mention. But Mr. Ian Thomas, you are in the house.
I'd go.
Messing around these people politics.
well, you was a good talker for that.
Well, you know, I'd go.
Yeah,
But welcome. I know you and your clients want to make sure you get some word out about some of your products, etc. So go. Give me the number again for your, give me the name and the number of your company, your business again.
Okay, that's easy. Good evening. Come on, man. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ian Thomas, and I'm here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212. 1, 2. Is that good?
You know, that's all I was. You know, that's all I was waiting for, right? The 5520212. You know, that's what I was waiting for, right?
Hey, you do like foolishness. That's what the Grammy them to say. Hey, listen, man, Trivago. Hey, listen, man, it's a wonderful, wonderful day here. And I hope everyone is out there is having a great time. I got to tell you about this wonderful place that I go to. This is Preferred Care Medical Center. That's Dr. Yolanda Griffin Jones. She got a tree name. Dr. Yolanda Griffin Jones. They're compassionate. And they provide you with all the health care that you not only need, that you deserve. So they cater to children and adults, the elderly and the disabled. That's very important. Comprehensive medical services for children, like I said. Sick visits and well visits they offer. School physicals, so very important. If you're moving your kids into school or when the school year starts and they certain schools require the school physicals for them to re-enter school, that's important. Immunizations, so you can stay up to date for their school requirements. Physician assessments and examinations, hearing and vision screenings. That is very important now, yeah. Especially in my family, because I have a nephew. He's hearing impaired, so he goes to a special school for that. So you see, sometimes you see children struggling at school, Trivago, and you're like, I'm wondering why. Some of them say, well, I sit so far, I can't see the board. That's because they didn't have an eye test. You know, they might have a hearing disability, and you know their grades might be struggling. So these things are very important for kids, and you want to know exactly, you know, are they meeting the right requirements? Like I said before, so you know they don't get left behind. For adults, they also do sick visits and wellness checkups. They do routine physicals, medical certificates. That's important if you're going to try to get a job and you need these medical certificates. I think they also do sick slips. She didn't tell me to mention that, but of course, sick slips for individuals who are legitimately unwell. Now, they ain't just going there and write you up on sick slip now. If you're legitimately unwell, they'll give you a sick slip. Women's health. So that's gynecological services, antenatal and prenatal care. Trivago, what is the difference between antenatal and prenatal, please?
One is what you do before you have the birth, and one is what you do after.
Boy, one thing with Trivago.
Before and after pregnancy.
Yes, you got it. You got it. That's right. That's important, yes. And they ensure women stay healthy during their pregnancy, so that's important.
I have four children, you know. Brown.
You know what? You one thing, you are good at a lot of things, and one thing, you know how to get a woman pregnant and have four children.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. And you've been to
that. You got to have some skills.
Patch again, get the iron yet. My wife using it. Hold on. So you got that. You got home visits. That means that they come out to you. That's perfect for the elderly and non-mobile patients. So they do annual physical examinations, sick and wellness visits, like I said, medication refills, minor urgent care, immunizations in the comfort of your own home. You ain't got to go no place. Compassionate care without the need for you to travel. That is very important. Sometimes people don't have a transportation. You know, they say, Lord, I wish I could go someplace, but I ain't got no car. And I'm waiting for my niece to get off from work, or my son say he's busy. These are important things that you need to stay healthy. Vitamin infusion therapy. I spoke about this, not on this station, but another one. I had this service done. I had it done in L.A. and I had it done here in the Bahamas. Vitamin infusion therapy. Are you familiar with that, Trivago?
I am not.
Okay, then. That's an efficient way to deliver all the nutrients and medication directly into the body because it goes straight into the bloodstream. Now, they sat me down. They cleaned the spot that they were going to go and give me the medication in intravenously. When I say medication, it's the vitamins. You go in there and you might feel drained and lethargic and all these other words you can use. But once they start that the cycle of the medication, of the vitamins going in, you automatically pep right up and you instantaneously start to feel much better. So you get a boost of energy. It's really, really good. I wish everyone can take advantage of this. This is ideal for individuals who are dehydrated, who suffer from fatigue, and it's great for pain relief. The medication goes directly into your bloodstream for quick results, more effective than the oral medication. So there's no delay for digestion. You know, have to wait for it to go into your liver and your kidney and all that stuff. It goes straight into your bloodstream. And what I like about Preferred Care Medical Center, Dr. Yolanda Griffin, she says you guys can come and visit them right there, Coral Harbor Plaza 12 in the Coral Harbor Road. The phone number is 362-1505. 362-1505. 362-1505. They have a 24-hour number. That's 422-5465. 422-5465. And I like now how a lot of physicians are leaving their cell numbers for contact. So because you know, if someone's not feeling well, this can happen anytime. You don't plan to get sick. And she says, Ian, remind the people, we here at Preferred Care Medical Center, we're not just here for you when you get sick. We're here to ensure that you stay well. So it's a wellness. It's all about wellness. So once again, Preferred Care Medical Center, Dr. Yolanda Griffin-Jones, the phone number, the main number for the office is 362-1505, 362-1505, and the 24-hour line, 422-5465, 422-5465. Go ahead, talk to me.
They do blood works?
Yeah, man. They do blood works. They do blood work. Because, you go ahead.
Because people need to know what their mineral and vitamin counts are too, so they can get the right vitamin injection, eh?
Yeah. Oh, infusion. You are absolutely right. Now with the vitamin infusion, that's just vitamins, so you don't really need to do that. But with the other things, of course, they're going to tell you, all right, then before you come in or whenever, go ahead and they'll send you to whatever labs that they use, whatever laboratory they use, to go ahead and get everything done. But with the vitamin infusion therapy, no,
you could take too many vitamins for a particular one if you don't need them. So
you got that right. They'll sit down there with you. I think there's a form that you fill out, and they'll tell but one thing, Shivago Lang, you are very absolutely correct. You know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm trying to live till I'm 100, Ian. But I'm trying to live well till I'm 100. Yes. If I can't be well, I want to do it.
Yes. You know the people who's come and knock at the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people's
come. I want you to come on the radio when I'm 100. Me and you talking just like.
Yeah. And you don't want no one talking for you.
No.
You won't be able to talk for yourself.
Yeah, I won't be able to speak for myself.
Okay, that's good. Good. Now I'm gonna segue to the next company, but it's so funny that both of these companies are kind of, they go hand in hand, and that, you see how they go right together. And Centerville Pharmacy, I always tell people, Centerville Pharmacy is my pharmacy of choice. And why? Because your prescriptions can be filled quick and easy. And if there's something that you may want that's over-the-counter meds to make you feel whole again, boom, you want to go to Centerville Pharmacy. They've got 7 C's and Halliborange to build your immune system. I see a lot of people still walking around here with these dry cough and everything. It's very important to protect yourself. If you're not feeling good, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get yourself over to, well, if you want to go to the doctor, but then when it's time to get your prescription meds, you want to go to Centerville Pharmacy. And if you don't need prescription, you just want to go ahead and get some stuff just to make you feel good. You want to go there too, because you get over-the-counter meds. That means you don't need any prescription. And like I said, it's going to build your immune system, because, you know, you have people, we live in a country with people coming in and out all the time, with tourists and everything like that. So you want to make sure your immune system is nice and strong. They also carry brands like Good Sense. That's excellent for getting your zinc intake. You want blood pressure testing done. They can do that. And you can purchase, you can get those, everything that you need, all the testing strips and all the monitors you need for whatever ailment you might be dealing with. Seniors, the elderly, they love going to Centerville Pharmacy. Why? Because they can use their National Prescription Drug Plan card. You get yours, Shivago, your National Prescription Drug Plan card?
No.
You don't get that? No, okay then. You can get your, you can use your National Prescription Drug Plan, and it makes everything so easy, makes the visit so much easy. Now, people want to know, where are they located? They are located on Collins Avenue. They got the location on Collins Avenue, Arbor Center. Or you can visit them on Mackey Street, Mackey and Wilton Street to be exact. That's right across the road from Topps Lumber Yard. I don't like calling another company name, but I just use this as a landmark. Right across the road from Topps Lumber Yard on Mackey and Wilton Street. You can also go and visit them on the Prescription Center on Rosetta Street opposite the old, or should I say former, Starbucks. So you want to go and visit them, any one of those locations, Collins Avenue, Mackey and Wilton Street, or on Rosetta Street opposite the former Starbucks. 325-4644. 325-4644. One more time. 325-4644. And this is the Aubrey family. I just love working along with them. Like I said, I've been working along with them now, I think over about 15 years now. And we get along so well. It's a nice family oriented pharmacy where you can see all the different generations in the family working together. And even the staff is treated like family, and they just love everything what they're doing. They offer a personal touch as well. I keep telling about this one story, this one time when I was there, and an individual, I think they were not mobile, maybe a broken leg, maybe in a wheelchair or whatever. And the person, the security guard, saw them trying to come out of the car. He said, "Sit there, wait." He ran inside, he took the prescription, got it filled, brought it right outside. So it was like, it was curbside delivery even before the COVID. Nice. Yeah, so that's a wonderful thing, wonderful family. That's the Aubrey family, Raymond Aubrey. You're doing an incredible job, my buddy. I just call him my uncle. He always breaks out laughing when I call him. I say, "Raymond, that's your favorite nephew." He's killing himself laughing. I said, "I get on Chivago line." He said, "Chivago? Oh, man, I love Chivago line." He's listening all the time. So I said, "Yeah." So he says, "Ian, once you go in there, go ahead. You ain't even going to ask me. Do what you got to do." So that's
all right, brother Aubrey.
That's it. Send him a shout out. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Number one pharmacy. Okay.
The security ain't got to come to get my thing about no car. I want to make sure.
No,
even with a break leg, buddy, I will hop inside.
You want to make sure. Yeah, you go in there, you can pick up your little snacks and everything. They got all nice little snacks there. You got your hot potty and your drinks and all the chips and all the little things that people like. People come from all over. Either they come there for their medication or their over-the-counter meds or whatever, or they come there because it's a convenience store as well. So you can pick up everything you need. So wonderful thing.
Listen, you're trying to tempt people.
No. Listen, y'all who trying to deal with y'all weight, don't listen to me. Yeah, keep the course. Stay the course. Hey, you know what's a great gift, Chivago. If you know someone's for a nice housewarming party, this is a great gift. You're going to go see somebody, or for yourself, 145 piece of the healthiest high end nonstick cookware. It's made by Galaxy Plus. 145 pieces, all stainless steel cookware.
145
pressure cooker. You get this pressure cooking on pots. You get these strainers. When you get the noodles, you got all the big spoons, all the forks. You got measuring spoons and everything like that. Everything for baking. Everything for cooking. The tea kettle. The things to cook. The cutting boards. Everything you need. 145 pieces. $350. It's a wonderful gift if you're going to if you're moving into a new house, apartment, or whatever. This is all you need, and it's going to last forever. Like I said, stainless steel cookware made by Galaxy Plus, 145 pieces. You don't need nothing else after all. I see it even come with an apron and all. So this is wonderful. So if you're if you bake or if you cook, this is all you need, and it's a great, great, great gift for yourself or for somebody. Give me a call, Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 5520-212, 5520-212. Also, people have been calling me for that bully pill. You know that. People have been calling me like crazy for the bully pill.
This Easter, I'm not encouraging you on your talk, but carry on and promote your product.
Let me tell you something here. If you need your Easter bully pill, you got to give me a call, 5520212. This is a great time to get it. I can't call the church, but my pastor called me last week. He said, "Ian, I hear you. You're doing a good job when you go in Chivago. How much them bully pillars? Come drop it off." I say, "Pastor, you getting that?" He said, "Yeah." I say, "Why?" He said, "I want to lay hands on the first lady later on."
I'm not cooperating.
Chivago man, be cooperative, man.
I'm not cooperating.
Man, Chivago man, come on, man. He said, "I want to show that the man of the clock could also be the man of the sheets."
No.
Look at Chivago! Chivago, man, come on, man, help me out, man.
You on your own like Daniel Boone today, my friend.
Hey, listen here, man. Hey, guys, let me tell you something. It's so very important to the physical part of the relationship going. She's got to shop in there in Miami, man, what you need? Anyone? Listen, once the physical part of the relationship is gone, a lot of problems can kind of step in. And that, you don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want that. To make your partner happy all around. If that's something that's been missing in the relationship, please give me a call. I'll turn you onto the bully pill. It's $55. You're gonna get 5 pills. You take it. It's really a capsule. So I don't like to say pills. It's a capsule. You take it. You drink some water. Half an hour later, you're ready to go. You're gonna feel energetic. The vitality, everything. You're gonna have a nice, strong erection. You're gonna be happy, and your partner's gonna be happy. It's a wonderful addition to your relationship. It's all natural. So if you're dealing with any health issues, like diabetes or hypertension, any of this type of stuff like that, it won't interfere. It's all natural. If erectile dysfunction is a big thing in a man's life, he can change his whole demeanor because it's one of the last things that someone can say, you know what, it proves that I'm a man. So if you're dealing with any challenges down there, if you feel if it's flaccid, meaning that it's not getting hard like how it used to be, please give me a call, 552-0212. I've had a lot of women call me as well, and that's a great thing. You know, the conversation could be a little bit taboo, but it's something that needs to be addressed. It's no laughing matter. Give me a call. Get yourself the bully pill, 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Get yourself the bully pill. She's going to be happy. You're going to be happy. And it's going to add a new to the relationship. How you feel about that, Trivago?
I'm good. But we got to take a break. Yes, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mr. Ian Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. I'll love if you feel like this.
It's back, Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies, exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Corner, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri-Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
The following is a paid political message.
Out to Kalani.
For you.
That was a paid political message.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Cardi. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Take a stand, everybody, come
the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, it's letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We are here with Mr. Ian Thomas of Direct Marketers. Ian, give me the number again, man.
Hey, man, listen here, man. If you're trying to get in contact with me for any reason, any of the products or anything like that, or if you have a business, like call me, say, hey, Ian, can you do work some magic and get my business out there? You please 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
All right, we got a call on the line, Ian. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
No, suppose you ran out of minutes.
Hey, go ahead, caller. Scared him off, man. You was talking about that thing too long.
Wait, don't.
Go ahead. Talk.
Okay, listen. Yeah, hey, Shivago. Listen. You know anybody who's snore?
Listen. Stop talking people business on the radio.
No, I ain't calling no name, man. I say if you know anybody who's snore.
Stop talking people business on the radio.
Okay, then let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to know somebody who snores, this is a great product for them. It's an anti-snoring device to sleep more peacefully. Let's just say you snore or you sleep next to someone who snores. That's not a good thing. You're not going to have a good night rest. I hear people say, but listen, yeah, I just have to wait for, well, it's a woman. She say, I just have to wait for him to go asleep, me to go asleep first, because if he sleep before me, I ain't going to get no good night's sleep. If you know someone who snores, this anti-snoring device is absolutely ideal for them. It's only $19.95. You can sleep more peacefully, like I said. It's made of a nice soft silicone. You insert it into the nostrils, and there's a clip that goes into the nostril and rests right on your nose, and it opens up the nostril, so it gives you a better, clearer breathing path. So now you're not doing that.
I'm not saying.
Yes,
I'm not saying I snore.
Yeah, you know somebody.
But I have a similar device. I'm not saying I snore, but I have a similar device.
You have a similar. Yeah, some people might sleep with a CPAP machine. Because they, well, of course, if you don't, he's a very learned guy. That's for people who might have sleep apnea, and sleep apnea is a very serious thing. And this is when the tongue falls back, and it blocks your breathing passage, and it almost sounds like you're drowning and everything, and you can wake up and everything like that. Now, some of these things are attributed to weight and all these different types of things, or you might be dealing with some type of ailment like that. But if you're not to that point where you need a sleep apnea machine, a CPAP machine, CPAP machine, you can get this anti-snoring device. Only night, ladies, if you got a guy like that, especially the man them who's drink, Lord, that's the worst snoring in the world. Because I get to my
the thing about it. The thing about it, though, Ian, is it's not even just that it is disturbing your partner. It's snoring also can disturb your sleep.
Yeah.
If you're having this fragmented sleep, it can drain you. You know, rob you of your restorative sleep, etc. Guess what? I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea.
You serious?
I have to get my CPAP machine right now.
See, I didn't even know that. Okay, then.
That's why I have the device. I'm being serious now. That's why I got the device. The little thing you talked about.
Uh-huh.
So that's a starting point for trying to help. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's snoring is a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots of people challenge with it.
Right. It's like I said, sometimes it's due to people being overweight. I've read up on it and stuff like that. Because sometimes I have an episode too, and it's terrible. Mm-hmm. You write up on my room, and it's like I'm trying to catch my breath. Like me and Shivago, it's good to go to a doctor, physician, and investigate it to see exactly how severe it is. If you want to start off with something small, like I said, it's only $19.95. You're going to give me a call at 552-0212 and get this anti-snoring device. And it's going to help you, and it's going to make your partner feel good as well. Individuals, you have a business, or if you have a machine home like me, you put the 5-gallon water on top, and then you could it dispenses the water. It's a water dispenser, of course. Sometimes those little things, the little nozzles for the proper name is called spigots. Are you familiar with that, Shivago? Yeah, people say the faucet, but it's a faucet. It's a spigot. Sometimes they come in red and red for hot water, white and blue for cold water and stuff like that. We just brought in some of those. So if you're looking for those water cooled faucets, what are called spigots, they're now now you can go ahead and give us a call and you can get those replaced. Sometimes they're broken or they're inoperable. The valve doesn't work on your water dispenser. Give me a call. You can buy them today for $9.95 each. That's good. A lot of people been, I don't know where to buy them. Before they decided to bring it in, they wanted to see who all sells them. We called around and called around. Couldn't find them anywhere at any of those big box stores. I can't call their names, but they didn't have them. So if you have this challenge, you say, you know what? One of the faucets ain't working, or maybe two ain't working. Give me a call, $9.95. That's the price of it. We have them in the white, the blue, and the red. And you're going to give me a call at 5520212, 5520212. I talked about cordless phones the other day. My niece say, Uncle, you don't want us to have no cordless phone. That's only old people. Well, no. Some people have cordless phones. Some have them in offices. Some people have them at home. And people over 40 and 50, they still like to have little cordless phones. So if you need a cordless phone, we got them great cordless phones. Just came in, VTech cordless phones, $55. Wonderful gift for yourself or anybody else. $55. It has the caller ID. It has call waiting, all this stuff. So if you need a cordless phone, give me a call. 5520212, 5520212. Get yourself a VTech cordless phone. That's a great deal, and it's a great thing to your home. You know, sometimes you don't want to stay on your cordless. Pick up the house phone, man, and talk to someone if you got a house phone. Luggage set. A brand new set of luggage set just came in. Five-piece luggage set. Five pieces if you're traveling. And the ones with the rolling thing, you know, with the rolling wheels at the bottom, that's great. Only $225. The hard case, not the set that when come down and get all break up and stuff like that and tear up. It's the hard case. So you get the two small ones. So you want to carry maybe some makeup or things that you don't want to get mashed up. And then you got the three rolling ones in three different sizes. Five-piece luggage set, only $225. That's a great gift for yourself or for someone else. People been calling me. You get any more of them inflatable beds? Inflatable beds. Remember them old time when it could easy get tear and you have to get all them patch for all the stuff like that and air always coming out? Got the new ones. Intex 18-inch pillow top queen air mattress. Self-inflating, most enjoyable sleep. When I say self-inflating, you don't got to go looking for no drop cord or nothing like that. The cord comes right into the bed. This little piece in the beginning, you plug it right in. Woo, it blows right up and it can deflate. So you can put it away in the daytime. You have some friends coming in from the island, some family members coming down. Might have to go see the doctor or whatever that is. And they come in to stay with you. Now you have an extra bed. Sometimes you might be living in a house. Nine people living in one three-bedroom house. Say, Lord, whoever come home first, they get the bed. Otherwise, everybody else got to try to find some other place to sleep. I get the couch. I get this chair. Boom. I sleep on the ground. Get yourself this inflatable bed. It's strong. It's so durable. Only $275. Sometimes I take it outside. I let my niece and nephew, they chill out outside. I put on the projector. They watch a nice movie out there. And they chilling out. And they're having a great time. I say, Uncle Mike, get that blow-up bed. They relaxing and they have the little hot dog and popcorn. They love it. So get yourself the blow-up bed. It's so, so strong. And it also has a little headrest too. So it's unlike you've ever seen. And it's not that plasticky material. It has this nice suede top. It's nice and comfortable. As a matter of fact, one guy I went to school with, he heard me talk about it on this same show when I was on with somebody else. And he says, Ian, I still use that inflatable bed and I love it so much. So shout out to him. And wait, somebody who you know bought one, Chivago.
You got... Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody who you know bought one. I ain't going to say who it is.
Who that?
Yeah, one of these inflatable beds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got 2 minutes,
Okay.
Level, let me see what else you got.
Okay, then.
I ain't telling these people nothing but no Ben today.
No, we ain't talking about
go
that.
Go ahead.
Listen, tired of people.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say a word.
Chivago, I have them. I have them. I have two on the side for you.
I said I have them.
Chivago P. Lang. The P is for Petty. Chivago, stop, man. You get Chivago Petty Lang, man. Stop that. Listen. Okay, you tired of people looking in your yard, them neighbors? and are you tired of looking in their yard because they keep their yard untidy and you want to keep your yard private, you can get the privacy screen right now, 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. It comes in a wonderful dark green. It's easily affixed to the fence. It's only $189. 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. Give me a call. Privacy screen. You don't got to let no one hold your refrigerator and they got them dog in the next yard and everything. You can't go outside and everything. You put your clothes on the line. People looking at your panties and your bra and thing. You don't want that. You want to keep your yard private. Put up the privacy screen. Also, people have been calling me. I need a paternity test. You need a paternity test? $450. Find out if someone's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your grandfather, or your grandchild. Only $450 for an informational test. If you need one for legal purposes, that's $550. It's easy. No blood involved. It's just a buccal swab. Buccal means saliva. It's just a buccal swab of the inside of the mouth. You get your results back in 7 to 10 business days. DNA Direct, when knowing the truth counts. You want to know if someone is related to you biologically? Call DNA Direct, 324-0665. That's 324-0665. Dial 324-0665. Also, the blood pressure monitors, they just came in, $65. The new blood pressure monitors, they don't come with any batteries. They charge up just like your cell phone. They have a big screen so you can see if you're hearing impaired. And if you're visually impaired, it talks. It tells you exactly what your readings are. So that's a wonderful thing. And I'm going to just tell you about the CMOS right now. The CMOS, we've got it back in. People have been calling for that. CMOS gummies. The CMOS gummies. It's flavored. It's $34.95. It's great for digestion and your immune system. $34.95 for the CMOS gummies. If you want the soursop, that's $69.95. It's a great thing. I use it every morning, soursop. It's infused with moringa, CMOS, oregano, ashwagandha, and black seed oil. That's $69.95. And also the cayenne drops. The cayenne drops are only $34.95. It has beetroot in it, turmeric, vitamin D3 and K2, and hawthorn. It's only $34.95. Cayenne pepper, lemon drops. It cleanses your immune system, increases energy and stamina, and increases your blood flow. And lastly, oh no, just two more things, Trivago. The minoxidil. You want to repair hair loss. You got bald spots to regrow your, and you want to regrow your edges. Some of them gals, them lose their edges and stuff like that. Get the minoxidil. It's only $34.95. You put two drops in per day, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see your hair starting to grow. You have nice long hair all the way. You say, child, what happened? Your hair's so long, you get Indian in your family, eh? No, man, I use minoxidil. Looks so good. Give me a call, 552-0212. And last, I got to go right now, the Jimarito Bee Honey. This eye detox helps remove mucus and blurriness and floaters from your eyes. Improve your vision in a short time. This is only $75. So individuals out there dealing with glaucoma or cataract, for you, of course, all eye conditions are different. So you just want to use it and you want to see it. You put it in your eyes 2 to 3 times a week and it's going to start clearing up your vision. I use it because anyone who's ever seen me, they see I wear glasses and I use it every, like I said, twice a week, and it starts to clear up your eyes, get rid of those floaters. Mucus. Mucus is the thing that's destroying everything. You want to get the mucus out of your body, and you have mucus in your eyes. I got to get out of here because Trivago got to do his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you, Trivago, for entertaining me. My name is Ian Thomas. I am from Direct Marketers. Give me a call, but all the clients and all the products I spoke about today, and once again, my phone number, 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
The one and only Ian Thomas.
Yeah, you see?
Thank you, sir.
Nice carrying on, man. Catch you on the next one. Stop playing, man.
Yeah,
you see?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we wrap up. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters a choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package, also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. I have a couple of things to say before we close in relation to registration, voter registration. We are told that there are more than 200,000 people on the register. 200,000 people. Where are all these people coming from who are going to register now? 200,000 people on register, you are having long lines to register? That's crazy to me. Like, I mean, wow, we can have what, 250,000 people in on the register this year? Secondly, Bahamian, seriously though, honestly, I mean, I hear you, right? But if you... It wasn't like you weren't being told to register a month ago or 2 months ago or 4 months ago. You were being told to register for a little while, right? For a little while. You just decide now because the prime minister say, listen, man, you better go register because I prorogued the house and I getting ready to dissolve the house. And then you go down to the people place and now you all flustered. Because you're on a line and it could take a while. Because you wait the last minute, like many other people. Now, I'm not saying they're not disorganized down the road. I don't know. When I went to register, when I saw other people registering, wasn't no bunch of lines. But honestly, when you wait the late last minute, you can get some of that. You are going to get those long lines and maybe a little frustrated because they're not wanting and hoping to have a ton of people rush upon them one time. So that's going to create some resource constraints, you know, but I mean, I don't see it. When we wait the last minute and then we have to deal with what last minute people just have to deal with. Sometimes you have to take, you got to own that. You got to say, you know what, that one on me. But I'm glad you're going. I'm glad you're going. I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad you're patiently going to do what you have to do so you can register. Thank the Lord. Now, Brother Commissioner of Parliamentary Commissioner, there's some Bahamian students away who are trying to register to them who are register. And, you know, they're trying to get it done. So and I keep telling them, this is mine. You ain't got long. I don't know if you have after Easter Monday. How long, much time after Easter Monday? So, but they're trying. So something has to be done for them to make sure that they can, because they want to participate and be a part of the electoral process. But it's interesting to me that we have so many people on the register. And so my expectation, this is going to be a big turnout election, unlike what we saw in the pandemic. And if that is true, that's going to be very interesting for the political dynamics of the country. But if you have 200,000 people already on the register and you have other people rushing to get on the register, that's going to be something. May I call to be listening to you?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Right, Emma, what's up?
I tried to register. I tried to verify at EP Roberts yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
And the amount of stuff they was requiring in terms of filling out, they are treating you almost like you are like a new voter.
But it's a verification process, and but it would treat you like a new voter because it's a verification process.
Yep. It's like three or four documents, it's kind of long.
I did the verification. It was three documents, and signing those didn't take me 3 minutes.
Yeah, but if the line is long as it is.
Yeah, because that's what I just said, though, because people waiting till the last minute to go. You know, it's the same thing as any other event. If you go to the event at the last minute, it all kind of things buck up.
But you still vote,
You still go, you still went and did your duty.
Yeah, but your passport, the last card, it still allows you to vote, though, you see?
Yeah, absolutely. Still allows you to vote. Yeah. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now do I hear your voice better?
Oh,
I
super.
I just want to say thank you for an awesome time last week, Friday.
Oh, man. You couldn't you do that right now again?
You have to do it quarterly, something like that. That was nice.
Yes, absolutely. It was
the
very nice.
The food was good. Everything was beautiful. God bless you.
It was. Thank you. It was great.
I wanted to ask this question. I have two children in Canada.
Yes.
In the Toronto area. And
yes.
How can they, what do they need to do? Whether it was supposed to go to register or transfer there.
Tight question, because my daughter is at school in Toronto, in the Toronto area. So they have to go, they have to contact the Consular General's office in Toronto. They are doing the registration now. They had a pop-up the other day somewhere, so they weren't in the office, but they should be able to now, between now and hopefully they got a little time after Easter. They should be able to call there first, and then set up to go in there to do their registration. They need a passport.
Do you have a number for them?
I do not offhand, but it's easy. You can Google search the Bahamas Consul General Toronto.
Okay, Bahamas Consul General
Toronto. Yes.
This has been a burning question I had for you for quite a while, but the lines were always jammed,
Yeah, me and you have the same issue, because I even was in Toronto trying to get my daughter to do it, but they weren't ready for it yet.
Oh, yeah, this is critical.
Yeah, definitely. So if anything else, give me a call on 439-3043, and also you can have them give me a call or a text, and I'll do what I can.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All the best. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. Sorry I couldn't read all your text messages. God's best life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever.